right now, I want to turn our focus to the municipal bond market. Oh, no, I can't say that. Okay, no, he actually doesn't have a website, isn't selling them. right now, let's take a focus on the municipal bond market ahead of next year. Joining us now, Joe Mysak, I'm very pleased to say, editor of the Bloomberg Brief, focused on the municipal bond market. This year's been kind of rough when it comes to outflows from municipal bond mutual funds. So are people going to feel a little bit more confident next year?
I think so. We just had inflows. We broke the 12 weeks of outflows. People were starting to get a little bit nervous about that because it was one of those things that was sort of inexplicable.
Yeah, I think, Joe, when we think about the volatility in the equity markets and the corporate credit markets, I have always thought of the municipal bond market, being a large municipal bond investor myself, as a little bit of a safe haven. But did we not see that type of action over the last 4 months of volatility?
You know, this was there were a lot of various reasons for this, none of them having to do really with credit quality. So back to your safe haven idea. It's still the same, and presumably in the new year we're going to see more inflows. This was just, I almost want to say, an anomaly.
Well, an anomaly, maybe. Although, at the same time, you did see rising benchmark yields. And you also did see some shifts in the tax picture that actually do make a material difference in terms of how much revenue certain states bring in. I'm thinking in particular of the northeastern states where their local taxes aren't able to be deducted from their national
tax. Thank you for reminding me.
Anytime, Paul. Let's talk about it. We're getting close to it. Getting close to the season. But I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, did we see that drop off in revenue? Fundamentally, are these municipalities getting less creditworthy?
No. In fact, you know, it depends what numbers you're looking at. We did carry a story earlier this week saying states have pulled in a lot of tax revenue this year because of, like you say, there are tax changes and people were prepaying taxes.
But was it evenly distributed? Or was it concentrated in the sort of low-fee, low-tax states?
No, it was pretty much across the board because you even had states like Connecticut and New York, dragging in a lot of cash. Now, is that going to continue in the new year? Probably not. But, you know, munis, it's one of those long-term investments, long outlook.
Speaking of long-term investments, what are our good friends at Georgetown University doing? A 100-year bond? Are the investors even going to be alive when it pays off?
Oh, baby. 100-year bonds, century bonds, Georgetown.
If the answer is yes, please point me to them and help me eat whatever they're eating.
Something that it was actually a little bit of a thing in the muni market about 3-4 years ago when several different issuers came to market, usually institutions of higher learning, a water utility, a couple of other issuers did that. Are your investors going to be hanging around in 100 years? Well, no. But, your funds really like these. They're selling $300 million.
They do. How much of a premium are they offering?
Are they going to get paid to wait?
That's right.
We haven't seen these price yet. In fact, they're supposed to price on Christmas Eve. Are we going to see a real premium there? I don't think so.
What price is on Christmas Eve? Who's working?
Municipal bond investors.
Come on. They're stuffing their stockings full of municipal bonds.
They're stockings with municipal bonds. Unbelievable. And they're also selling another 300 and some odd million of bonds that mature in 30 years for various improvements and things on campus.
I got to say, why is Georgetown even selling municipal bonds? Isn't it a private college?
Institutions of higher learning this year really tapped the market, and we've seen everyone. There have been so many stories that we've carried this year, institutions of higher learning, and yes, private colleges, because it's in purpose education, that's why they're tax exempt, tapped the market, and it was so fascinating to look at these colleges and universities, because as I tell the reporters, take a look at it. Just a couple of things. How many people are applying? What's the tuition rate?
Yeah.
What's the acceptance rate? That's pretty much what you need when you're taking a look at these things.
I think I
with three kids in college, I'm very aware of all those statistics.
I was about to say, with two kids that are probably heading, hopefully, in that direction, I'm getting a little bit of agita thinking about the bills. Joe Misak, editor for Bloomberg Brief, focusing on the municipal bond market. Thank you so much. I don't know where your Christmas attire is, but you're trying with a green sweater. But you know, you could have had a tie. Go see Dave Wilson.